Today on Introductions, our guest is 10-year-old pianist Rachel Hsu, a fourth grader from Wilmette who has already won many different music competitions, including the Illinois State Music Teachers Association competition and the Steinway Young Artists competition here in Chicago several times. For this hour, she'll perform for us music by Mozart, Debussy, Chopin, and more, which we'll hear after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 10-year-old pianist Rachel Hsu of Wilmette, who studies with Sue Ann Metz. As you can imagine, Rachel began her music studies very early, at age 3.5 with the violin, and she then picked up the piano about a year later and was very quickly proficient at memorizing and sight reading. For this hour, Rachel has prepared an etude and nocturne by Chopin, two works by Debussy, and a sonata by Scarlatti. But she'll begin with the sonata in C major, Kirchhoff number 330, marked Allegretto by Mozart.
Thank you.
10-year-old pianist Rachel Hsu in the Sonata in C Major, Kirkel No. 330 by Mozart here on Introductions. We heard the third movement, and Rachel, I understand that Mozart is your favorite composer to perform. Why is that?
Well, I like his style. It's very sweet, and this is the, and it's just, he's so, his pieces are so energetic, and I love to play his pieces, and people tell me that I'm good at playing his style, and I chose this piece to play first because this is the piece I'm most confident with.
Well, you definitely performed that with a lot of confidence and also very crisply and very playfully, and I could almost imagine Mozart at 10 years old also performing it kind of like that. When you started piano when you were 4 and a half, is that right?
Yes.
So do you remember what it was like the very first time you sat down at a piano?
Well, not really, but I remember what it was like to go to the first workshop where all our students were playing. Mm-hmm. I felt so overwhelmed because they all played so good, all those octaves and scales, so impressive with their fingers flying. And I was like, how am I ever going to play like that?
But you quickly caught up.
Yeah.
Was it just something that you understood right away, how the piano keys were arranged, or is...
Well, I listened to my brothers play piano a lot, so I already understood like what it was like to hear the mm-hmm. piano. And
so you come from a musical family.
Yeah.
And you originally started on violin at 3 and a half, which yes. is another instrument that you're very accomplished on. So did you want to be like your brothers and also play the piano like them? Is that why
yeah.
you started on
yeah.
piano? Well, that's a good reason. You have good role models then. Next, you have some music by Scarlatti prepared for us. Is that
yes.
correct? What are we going to hear?
You're going to hear the Scarlatti Sonata in A Major. I just learned this piece, so it's my newest piece. It has a lot of finger exercises, and it has a lot of techniques like cross hands, scales, arpeggios. And before, people didn't like his music. They didn't like his style. But Chopin liked it, and he's like, oh my gosh, why do they not like it? I like it so much. And like his friends were sort of disgusted at him because he's teaching his students to play it. And whoever played his music was to be called a disgrace. So then he said that maybe in the future, if somebody played it at a concert, he hopes that the audience will enjoy it.
And then after the Scarlatti, since it's a pretty short piece, you have some music by Debussy.
Yes.
Which Debussy are we going to hear?
You're going to hear the Dr. Gratis Ad Panossum from Children's Corner in C Major. All the pieces there were dedicated to his daughter. And the ideas he got for these pieces were when he was observing his daughter as she played. That's why it's called Children's Corner. So whenever I think of this piece, whenever I play it, I think of children splashing and playing around in a waterfall or a river.
All right, well, here's 10-year-old pianist Rachel Hsu now. We're going to hear some music by Scarlatti. And then right after that, why don't you go ahead and perform that piece by Debussy, which is here on Introductions from WFMT's Levin Performance Studio. Thank you. Music by Claude Debussy, performed by 10-year-old pianist Rachel Hsu. We heard Dr. Gratis Ad Panassum. And before that, she performed a movement from the Sonata in A Major, K113, by Scarlatti. Thank you, Rachel. Those were both beautiful, very well performed. What a fantastic performance. I could see where your teacher was going with both of those because there were a lot of crossovers in both of those pieces. Was that a hard technique to learn at first?
Well, in the Scarlatti, it was very hard because the piece goes very quickly. And if you're not careful, you'll miss the notes and it just goes splats in between the keys. So that's really hard to concentrate on and to keep from doing.
So how did you practice the crossover so that you became confident at it?
Well, I had to play very slowly and lift my finger and so I could do it fluently at the end. And I had to be very careful and lean into it so I wouldn't miss it.
Do you have a tendency, like many pianists, to begin a new piece too quickly when you're first learning it?
Not really. I don't think so.
You perform it at the right tempo right away?
Yeah.
With the metronome?
Yes, with the metronome.
Metronomes are always very important. Not yes. All pianists like them, though, but they help you in the long run, that's for sure. Well, before we take a break, we're going to hear one more piece by Debussy. What are we going to hear?
You're going to hear The Gardens in the Rain. This piece is about a garden in Debussy's native France during an extremely violent thunderstorm. Some of the sections imitate the sounds of the raindrops dropping, the wind blowing, and the thunderstorm raging. At first, when I first learned it, it was uneven. Like I couldn't play evenly. So my teacher taught me this technique called Talman, and it helped me improve a lot. So now I can play the piece evenly and improve my finger technique.
So what is the Talman technique?
It's like you have to play very slowly and you can only lift your fingers right before you play the next note.
Mm-hmm. Would you mind demonstrating real quick what that is?
Just well, like maybe with the Gardens in the Rain, it's mm-hmm. like... You can see it's very slow.
So you're not playing the next note until all of your other fingers have already been lifted up.
Yeah, it has to be lifted right before the next note. It can't lift immediately after you play the note or else it'll mess with the
That technique. Seems pretty tough.
It was at first.
Obviously, it paid off in the end because it allowed you to perform this piece.
Yes.
So that was the Talman technique. And we're going to hear Rachel perform now some more music by Claude Debussy. Here is The Gardens in the Rain. Here on Introductions.
Thank you.
10-year-old pianist Rachel Hsu in the Jardin sous la pluie, also known as Gardens in the Rain from Estampes by Claude Debussy, performed here on Introductions in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio. That was beautiful, Rachel. That was just gorgeous.
Thank you.
I could hear the thunderstorms and also the rain pelting down in your performance. How long does it take you usually to learn a new piece of music?
Well, sometimes if it's like sort of short, even though it's hard, but it's short, it just takes about 1 week. But usually, like these pieces that I'm playing take 1 month to learn.
Mm-hmm. And I should also mention that your entire program today has been memorized.
Yes.
So in that month, are you also memorizing the piece, or does that come afterwards?
When I learn it, I have to memorize it first before I do the details and everything.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the memorization is an important early step in the learning process. What kind of advice does your teacher give you about performing?
She says to stay confident, and if you make a mistake, then don't stop in the middle. Just keep going on, act like nothing happened, and play from your heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great advice, and so we can't wait to hear you put it to practice in a little bit later in the program. After we take this short break, remember that you can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com, and find WFMT on Facebook for updates and reminders on special WFMT programming. Let's take a short break now. When we return, Rachel will perform some music by Frédéric Chopin and Franz Liszt. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 10-year-old pianist Rachel Hsu of Wilmette. She's a fourth grader, but already very accomplished in both her piano and violin performance. Rachel, you're learning both violin and piano at the same time.
Yes.
So how do you decide what to practice? How many hours do you put towards each instrument every day?
Well, usually my technique for piano takes about 30 minutes, and then maybe another piece takes 30 minutes, and then I practice a piece that takes 1 hour, so that would be 2 hours or mm-hmm. 1 or 2 hours. And then for violin, I just try to practice for 1 hour because I usually only have one piece. So usually I don't know how I decide. I just play it.
Mm-hmm. So you alternate between days depending on what you feel like playing that day.
Yeah, and also like if I have a competition that week mm-hmm. or the week after that, then I focus on one instrument and just practice that. But sometimes I might review the other instrument.
Well, it's a good option to have. You have two good instruments to choose from. Why do you like the piano so much?
Yeah, because I get to sit down.
And violin, they make you stand?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can join an orchestra. You'll have a different violin experience. And what else do you like about the piano?
Well, in the piano, you don't have to tune your violin. You don't have to tune it, and you don't have to make sure it's not out of tune.
Mm-hmm. And when you're preparing a piece of music for performance, do you listen to other pianists or violinists?
Usually my teacher has like a CD of what it sounds like, mm-hmm. and then she lets me take it home and listen to it, and then like my mom or dad burns the CD so I can listen to it like mm-hmm. in the car.
So do you have any favorite pianists?
I like Long. I don't really listen to a lot of pianists because most of them I just don't know their names. But my piano teacher, like the two WCs I just played, a piano teacher has a CD of them because like her friend is a musician, so she has them personally signed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very lucky. Very nice.
Yeah.
Your next piece is some music by Chopin, which is one of your earliest pieces. So this must be a piece that you've had the most time to develop. Which Chopin are we going to hear?
The Chopin Nocturne.
And how is the piece different? You started this when you were 7, is that right?
Yes.
So how do you perform it differently now that you're 10?
Well, now it's more mature and I'm stronger, so I can so it's easier for me not to miss the notes.
Mm-hmm.
And my technique is much better, so I can play the scales and arpeggios easily. And in my other piece, it helped me with my chords, so I can play them together at the same time, same volume, so mm-hmm. that also helped this piece.
So this piece helped the WC helped your finger technique,
yes,
which helped you perform the Chopin.
Yes.
I imagine when you were younger, your fingers probably weren't even large enough to cover the keys.
Yeah, I couldn't even play an octave.
Uh-huh, so you're just going to get better and better. Well, let's hear now some music by Chopin. We're going to hear the Nocturne in C sharp minor, performed again by 10-year-old Rachel Hsu. The Nocturne number 20 in C sharp minor by Frédéric Chopin, performed here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio by 10-year-old Rachel Hsu. That was gorgeous, Rachel.
Thank you.
What an amazing piece, and you perform it so flowingly and so beautifully. What was the biggest challenge in learning that piece?
Well, there are two challenges. One was not missing the notes at all, because that was hard. And then the other one was, like, there was this huge scale at the end, and that was hard for me, like, to get all the notes. And it's supposed to sort of sound like glass shattering or something. So that was also hard for me to do.
As we mentioned, that was one of the first full pieces that you ever learned, and you're going to continue with some more Chopin in just a moment. Why do you like Chopin so much?
Well, his pieces sound like water, and most of the pieces that I like, the composers, they like to compose like flowing water, like in the Debussy's and the Chopin, they're all like flowing waters. Mm-hmm.
When you perform Chopin as opposed to, say, Mozart, you have a little bit more freedom as a musician.
Well, yes. Probably, yeah.
So how much, when you're learning this with your teacher, are you determining the rubatos yourself, or are you doing this all in consultation with your teacher?
Well, when I first learn it, I sort of my own, like I read the dynamics and I also have my own expressions. Mm-hmm. And then my teacher sharpens the pieces and she helps make the dynamics more dramatic during the piece.
And what's the next Chopin we're going to hear?
You're going to hear the Chopin Etude, Opus 10, number 1 in C major.
And this is a really hard one.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about what's difficult about this etude.
Well, the Chopin Etude is very it's very difficult, and it shows my technique. It is an excellent exercise for arpeggios. It focuses on stretching fingers, and you need very big hands to play this piece. Chopin also told his students once that if you learn this piece by his instructions, it'll expand your hand and allow you to play arpeggios like the strokes of a violin bow. And last year when I played on a big concert piano in the Chopin competition, and the keys, and you know, it was a big concert piano, so when I was warming up, I noticed that the keys were a little wider than what I was used to, so I missed some notes.
Oh no.
Yeah, so it was sort of embarrassing.
Also a learning experience, I'm sure.
Yes.
So did this piece, did this etude make your hands bigger?
Yes.
It did?
Yes.
A lot bigger?
Yeah, like it helped me reach bigger, because like sometimes when I was younger, when I first learned this piece, I felt like my hands really hurt when I played it because it's stretching my fingers so much.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing this now, this etude by Chopin, Opus 10, number 1 in C major. And our performer again this hour is 10-year-old pianist Rachel Hsu. Thank you. Music by Chopin, his Etude, Opus 10, number 1 in C major, performed by 10-year-old pianist Rachel Hsu. Rachel, that was incredible.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to learn that?
About a month.
About a month. And as we mentioned before, that's the piece that made your fingers whiter, as Chopin promised.
So yes.
He kept his promise.
Yes.
And I understand that we're going to end with your very favorite piece. What is that?
The Liszt, Un Sospiro, Etude number 3.
Why is this your favorite?
Well, I said I liked watery pieces. And this is very pretty and watery. It has a lot of dramatic dynamics. And it has lots of different octaves, broken octaves. And I heard someone play this from another. And I asked my teacher if I could learn it too. So it is a study of crossing hands, playing a simple melody with alternating hands and arpeggios. Most of my pieces are for arpeggios. And it also studies about how the way the hands should make the melody stand out. And the melody is quite dramatic, with the impression of water flowing and the melody dramatically changing in dynamics at times.
And you also wrote me before, when we were preparing for this program, that you particularly like to perform this piece on a Steinway.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because when I play it on the Steinway, it sounds so pretty. Like, it sounds even more watery than usual.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm so glad that we have a Steinway for you.
Yes.
To perform this on here in our 11 performance studio. Let's hear this final piece performed by 10-year-old Rachel Hsu in Sospiro, Etude number 39 in D-flat major by Franz Liszt.
Thank you.
Music by Franz Liszt. We heard his Etude number 39 in D-flat major. And no, this is not an impromptu or even a live from WFMT. This is Introductions. And this hour, our guest was 10-year-old pianist Rachel Hsu. Rachel, that was beautiful. Once
Thank
again, you.
You
just love those watery pieces, and I love listening to them.
Thank you.
I can't wait to have you on again as a violinist. Your other
Thank
instruments,
you.
You perform on a three-quarter violin right now, right?
Yes.
And so when you switch to a full, you'll have to send us another note so that we can hear that instrument as well. That Liszt is Rachel's favorite piece, and I'm sure you'll be performing it for a long time, and maybe we can even hear one day how it evolves as you delve even deeper into it. You're 10 now.
Yes.
What would you like to be when you grow up?
Well, I haven't decided yet because there's a lot of things that I'm good at, and I like both my instruments. So I haven't decided yet, but I'll definitely keep learning violin and piano.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can't wait to hear you continue in those two instruments. You are well on your way, no matter what you decide to perform.
Thank you.
And anybody can listen to your performance again on our website and find the complete program and even audition at WFMTintroductions.com. Well, Rachel, thanks again for coming to perform for us this hour.
Thank you for letting me be here.
And we'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Okay.
This month marks the third anniversary of Introductions. Since we started in April of 2008, we've featured nearly 200 young local soloists, chamber groups, choirs, bands, and orchestras. And if you count all of the students in the large ensembles, it starts to get into the thousands. So I thought it would be fun in our remaining time this hour to hear one of the first chamber groups we ever featured on this program, Trio Vida of Midwest Young Artists in Highwood, the group that performs our theme music. The performers were 17-year-old pianist Brian Chang, 16-year-old cellist Stanley Moore, and 15-year-old violinist Ryan Murphy. Here they are in some music by Mendelssohn, the first movement of his piano trio in D minor, opus 49. Thank you. the Piano Trio in D Minor, Opus 49 by Mendelssohn. We heard the first movement performed by Trio Vida of Midwest Young Artists, one of the first chamber groups that we featured on this program back in 2008. This month marks the third anniversary of Introductions, and you can listen to almost any of our programs again on our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com, which is also where you can audition to perform on this program. We welcome your comments. Send them to introductions@wfmt.com or find us on Facebook. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Josh Savageau, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vida. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.